and he gave up his rented land. He had resolved to be a man. A few acres of land were secured. He made his bed in the cotton seed at night. He hired a boy to come to his place at night, and by moonlight he pulled a plough which the boy guided. In this way a cotton crop was made free from debt. With the small surplus which he got from this, he bought an ox, and, with his beast, made a second crop free from debt. A mule was bought, and then another. Today this man is the owner of a comfortable home, is a stockholder in one of the banks of his county, and his note or check will be honoured by any business house there. While others were talking or debating over second-hand doctrines learned by rote, this strong son of nature had found himself and solved his own problem. I might tell you the story of another man of our race who began his successful business life in the hollow of a street for his home, without furniture or bed clothing. But that tree and the land on which it stood were his own. You had better begin life in a hollow tree and be a man, than begin it in a rented house and be a mere tool, the imitation of a man. If you were to go into the western part of this country, you would find it filled with men of the highest culture.